The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine and BlackEnterprise.com. The first article is titled, Nike Recruits Tennis Legend John McEnroe to Travis Scott Shoe Campaign. In a recent flare-up between rapper Travis Scott and tennis legend John McEnroe, a leaked Zoom meeting revealed a fiery exchange over the naming rights of the Nike Mac Attack. According to Wrap Up, the dispute took a public turn on December 10th when McEnroe, in a video posted by the People Gallery's fashion page, took matters into his own hands. McEnroe, the Wimbledon champ, clinched the prestigious title not once, not twice, but three times during his prime from 1981 to 1984. Renowned for his fierce competitive spirit, on the tennis court, fans affectionately dubbed him McNasty. His latest video appearances are directly correlated to the persona he's been known for throughout his tennis career, often appearing in commercials and movies portraying the McEnroes of his Wilmington days. John McEnroe used the video to assert his historical connection to the iconic sneakers, emphasizing, "I was wearing these things in the 80s before this guy was born. Now, all of a sudden, Travis Scott's got this thing, Cactus Jack, so I just made it Cactus Mac. I mean, come on, a bit of respect. That's all I'm asking for." Speculation arose in the comments section, suggesting that the clip might be part of a promotional stunt orchestrated by Nike. Users point out the impeccable timing, with one remarking, "Seeing this, that call was for sure marketing." In June, Nike announced the revival of McEnroe's Mac Attack shoe, with Scott contributing to the redesign of the silhouette. The sneaker, paying homage to the original 1984 design, launched in a white, light silver, and black colorway. As the latest report, neither Scott nor Nike has publicly addressed McEnroe's recent modifications. Scott, a Houston native, has long collaborated with Nike, partnering on various sneaker renditions. The next article is titled, Chick-fil-A Commits Second $500,000 Gift for Morris Brown and College Leadership Initiative. Chick-fil-A has announced its commitment to another round of funding for Morris Brown College. The fast food chain has awarded $500,000 to fund the Atlanta HBCU's Leadership Development Initiative for its students. According to a press release obtained by Black Enterprise, the award marks the continuation of its partnership with Morris Brown College and the second round of funding from the restaurant company. Through the flagship initiative, student leaders at the Liberal Arts College will be selected to participate in the program that will provide the tools and skills needed to thrive in hospitality and organizational leadership careers. I look forward to Morris Brown being a direct pipeline of diverse leaders within the career fields of hospitality and organizational leadership for organizations like Chick-fil-A, said Dr. Kevin James, president of Morris Brown College. James's goal is to accelerate Morris Brown as a leading institution in the U.S. for Black and Brown people to own and operate restaurants and hotels. According to Carol Waddy, Director of Community Affairs and Corporate Social Responsibility for Chick-fil-A, Inc., the initiative will grant Morris Brown students industry experience and exposure to service concepts and practices for successful corporate leaders. Our goal is to give students access to opportunities and tools that will help them advance their skills, network and prepare for success in their college journey, business, and life, Wadi said. The initiative celebrates the continued success of Morris Brown College in its pursuit to produce top-performing leaders in the workforce. Selected scholars will build the confidence, skills, and presence that will be significant when applying for real-world positions. Chick-fil-A pledged $500,000 to the Historically Black Institution on May 3, 2021. The Associated Press reported that the gift came before constructing a 150-unit hotel on campus near Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The hospitality project, which included an instructional space for the school's hospitality students, named Morris Brown the only HBCU in the country to launch a national hotel chain and offer an on-campus hospitality management training program. The next article is titled, If Not For My Girls. It's a brand new year and hopefully the best ever, but it's also the era of disruption. When we say disruption, we mean disturbing the status quo, living unapologetically, and most important, in our truth. During the 2023 Girls United Summit, our ladies did just that, as they held nothing back during our candid conversation. As we close out 2023 here in Atlanta, the dynamic cast of If Not For My Girls, Mooney Long, Bia, and Pretty V took to the stage to get candid with fans like never before. These ladies, all excelling in their respective fields, left it all on the floor as they discussed a plethora of topics with their audience, ranging from sisterhood, faith, family, and soft launching your bae online. The relatable struggles of meal prep and fashion kept the laughter flowing. The ladies were open, vulnerable, and transparent, even answered questions directly from the audience in what felt like an intimate convo with you and your girls. The next article is titled Essence Contributors. Essence Gantt, with more than a decade of experience in media and entertainment, including a stint as beauty director at BuzzFeed and a master's degree in social work, this beauty, lifestyle, and culture journalist has built a brand around thoughtful, authentic commentary and content with a socially conscious lens. In 4C Files, she focuses on hair care rituals and self-love. Gantt has also interviewed celebrities such as Kelly Rowland, Viola Davis, and legendary makeup artist Pat McGrath. Kayla Graves. During more than a decade in media, this Brooklyn-based journalist and beauty expert has starred in campaigns for companies like Shea Moisture and Olay. She has also contributed stories on celebs like Pharrell, Mary J. Blige, Toni Braxton, Naomi Campbell, Halle Berry, Dionne Warwick, Chaka Khan, and other stars. In Lipstick Lovers, she offers tips and tools for prioritizing your personal pleasure. Graves can be seen sharing her expertise on Netflix's The Black Beauty Effect and HBO's The Beauty of Blackness. Courtney Bonella, a freelance fashion writer more than 5 years in the industry, Bonella has written for The Cut, Refinery 29, New York Magazine, Vogue, and Harper's Bazaar. This month, she introduces us to an award-winning Brooklyn jewelry designer with In the Studio, Bernard James. When she's not practicing her craft, you can find her shopping for vintage items, sipping iced lattes, reading on the train, and indulging in Pilates. Tiffany Glenn, a self-taught visual artist based in Florida, Glenn is known for her stylized yet modern portraits of the female form. Her works have been featured in the Netflix movie Me and Time and in various publications. Heavily influenced by her love for animation, she often overemphasizes certain features for dramatic effect, as exemplified by the illustration she created for You Mad? Our Story on Dispelling the Angry Black Woman Stereotype. The next article is a letter from the editor. Here's hoping this note finds everyone rested, rejuvenated, and ready for the wonderful year that lies ahead. What I most enjoy about our first issue of the new year is that it's a testament to the Black love that fortifies us, sustains us, and brings us joy in so many ways. We are excited to highlight the many forms of Black love, starting with our cover story, which focuses on the powerful energy and comfort of Black sisterhood. We are representing it with three iconic women who have made their mark on screen, in comedy, in the boardroom, and for their communities: Tracy Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, and Erica Alexander joined creative forces for the witty and incisive new film, American Fiction. But this trio has been gracing our screens for more than 65 years combined. In this issue, it's a treat to hear them speak about how their circle of sisters lifts them up and how the bonds that Black women share in other areas of our lives also matter tremendously. As I celebrate my 15-year wedding anniversary with my wonderful husband, Jason, this January, I think about the longevity of truly great love and the nourishment it brings to the spirit. I can't wait for you to read about the remarkable connection between the Reverend Nelson Johnson and his wife Joyce in Love and Activism, which chronicles their commitment through decades of romance and the fight for justice for their community. You will also find wisdom and musings from Black couples at all stages of the journey in We Got Love. And don't think for a second we are sidelining pleasure and our own self-love and care. For this, check out our discreet ways to keep it hot for yourself and lipstick lovers. Speaking of love, from football to basketball, there are some big sports months on the horizon, and we can't forget about our love of the game, as explored through our focus on Black women leaders in sports. Swin Cash details how her experience as a WNBA player helps her continue to win now as a Black woman sports executive in Swin's Got Time. And F. Johnson reveals how she refused to choose between two of her passions, music and basketball, and instead went on to succeed in both. We also introduce you to some of the power players running the game in the Women's Playbook, which spotlights Black women who are true victors in every arena, from the field to the hardwood court to the C-suite. As we kick off the new year together, we are excited to debut some featured columns that will recur in upcoming issues. In the studio, we'll highlight Black designers, makers, and creatives. This month, we feature Brooklyn based jewelry designer Bernard James and his inspirational collections, 4C Files, will nurture and elevate the relationship we have with our kinks and coils. Resume Rundown will profile young Black women who are creating an impact in their fields. Hometown Heroes dives deep into the causes of those who are courageously taking matters in their own hands to better their communities. And Spirited Spaces offers an exclusive tour of the cherished homes and sacred dwellings of some of the most interesting and talented movers and shakers among us today. There's so much more that we are eager to bring you throughout this year as we pursue the stories, information, and perspectives that enrich all our lives. Here's to a positive and powerful 2024. The next article is titled The Lingerie Edit. Sexy lingerie is no longer confined to romantic occasions, as the role of intimate apparel in our lives has moved beyond the realm of personal pleasure. Now versatile garments, these pieces have become platonic companions that carry us from midday grocery runs to nights out with friends. Jazzy lingerie is the second skin we choose to dress ourselves in, a style canvas that extends far past the boundaries of Valentine's Day or anniversary celebrations. Embracing these unmentionables as part of our daily wardrobe is a skill worth mastering. It can take us on a journey from dawn to dusk where confidence and style intertwine seamlessly. Featuring everything from soft, dainty bralettes to sheer bodysuits and full-on lace cat suits, integrating them into everyday wear might seem unconventional, especially if one is accustomed to donning that see-through bustier discreetly beneath a crisp white blouse and black trousers combo. However, lingerie as outwear opens the door to limitless styling possibilities, challenging societal norms and inviting creativity to take center stage. Think of lingerie as an art form that's worth the experimentation. For a chic daytime look, pair a silk camisole with high-waisted trousers and a tailored blazer to transform a mundane day at the office into a celebration of sensuality and moxie. A corset cinched over a simple dress accentuates the waist, creating a flattering silhouette that turns heads as you stride down the street. A delicate slip dress worn with a leather jacket exudes effortless glamour that's perfect for a night on the town. And let's not overlook the visible panties trend, which dominated the runways of various spring-summer 2024 collections and has been embraced by celebrities such as Lori Harvey. Thoughtful accessorizing with statement jewelry enhances the lingerie as outerwear look without overpowering it. The interplay of textures, colors, and accessories like belts or bags also offers new avenues for self-expression. Spicing up your wardrobe with a touch of lingerie is not just a fashion statement. It's a glorification of our bodies as we lovingly and unapologetically reveal in our sexiness and break free from convention. The next article is titled 4C Files: How to Achieve a Long-Lasting Braid-Out and Find Joy and Healing in the Process. Girl, you do not need a relaxer. My hairstylist and older sister, Stacy, said to me in 2009, "I'm about to transition you." Sew-ins became my go-to as my natural hair grew out. In between weaves, I was falling in love with my naturally sprouting coils, which I only remembered from baby photos when I graduated from the HBCU Albany State University in 2010, I decided to cut off the remaining relaxer. This left a mid-size amount of luscious curls on top of my head. My styling journey began with washing my hair every single day. Yes, you read that right. Like I wasn't black mixed with black. I'd follow this by applying leave-in conditioner and whatever styler I was experimenting with. Around that time, the natural hair movement was having its second coming. The same Afro styles from the 60s and 70s were making their way back, but with more acceptance, products, and stylists who knew how to care for them. YouTube became my library, watching videos of natural hair newbies rock their bantu knots and Fulani braids. I became better at hair care than at styling, which I didn't mind because healthy hair is always my number one priority. Because I'm not great at parting or cornrowing, it was best to rotate through my big three: Afro, Afro puff, and a braid out. The braid out is my most intricate go-to style, and over the years, I've figured out exactly what I need to do to achieve the best results for my thick, glorious curls. Everyone's hair texture and density are different, so what works for me may not work for someone else, but I do think my steps are a good baseline and can be tweaked according to your hair. To start, I use a trick my niece taught me, parting and securing my hair into four sections before I begin any wash day and caring for my hair one section at a time. I cleanse each section once or twice with Nizoli Anti-Dandruff Shampoo, which has done wonders for my flaky scalp. Then do a final shampoo with Moisture Love Hydration Shampoo Gentle Embrace to restore the moisture. After that, I apply Moisture Love Replenishing Conditioner Deep Indulgence and let it sit while I shower. I rinse with cool water, which helps seal in the nutrients. For styling, I take down the first quadrant of hair to apply the super hydrating Wonder Curl Moisturizing Hair Pudding throughout the section. This helps create plump, juicy strands. After I work in the pudding, I take a smaller section to make my first braid. Using the Wonder Curl Get Set Hair Jelly, while the larger quadrant remains clipped, this product holds well without making the hair feel crunchy. A little goes a long way, so I usually start with a small drop on my pointer finger and pull it through the pieces of hair. Then I braid the hair from the roots to the ends, repeating this until the head is in braids. A spray bottle with water helps refresh the drying sections throughout the styling process. After my entire head is braided, I take my Dyson Supersonic hair dryer to my scalp to dry some of the excess water. To speed up the process, you can sit under a hooded dryer, but I prefer to let my hair air dry for 24 hours. If I need to run errands, I just wear a head wrap or pull the braids into a low bun. Once my hair is dry, I apply Now Solutions Apricot Oil to my fingertips while taking out the braids for sheen. To soothe my scalp, I massage in Our Ex's Scalp Serum every 3 days. I then take a pick to my roots. I pull forward for the hair at the crown and downward for the hair in the middle at the nape. This technique creates big hair. To prevent frizz, I never pull the pick all the way through to the ends of the hair. I suggest not picking the roots at all if you prefer more uniform curls. Whether or not you want to try a braid out for yourself, I challenge you to look at tending to your hair as a ritual of self-love. Even if the end result isn't what you'd hoped, practice makes perfect. At the end of the day, one thing that remains consistent is that all black hair, whatever its condition, state, length, texture, is good and glorious. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com. Don Lennon promises his new show will be a place for honest debate. On Tuesday, January 9th, the former CNN host took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to announce his new talk show, The Don Lennon Show, under his new media company. While the show will be available whenever and wherever you want, Lennon notes that Elon Musk's X platform will air it first. It will be available to everyone easily, whenever and wherever you want it, streaming on platforms where the conversations are happening, he added, and you'll find it first on X, the biggest space for free speech in the world. I know now more than ever that we need a place for honest debate and discussion without the hall monitors. This is just the beginning, so stay tuned. Lennon's announcement comes months after he was fired from CNN in April 2023 after 17 years. He faced accusations of misogyny after he was pulled off the air in February 2023 for saying Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley was past her prime. Ex-owner Elon Musk followed up Lennon's big reveal by reposting an announcement from X's business page. We are delighted to announce a new content partnership with @DonLennon for his new project, The Don Lennon Show, the platform announced. The award-winning TV journalist will share his unique and honest voice in 30-minute episodes three times a week covering politics, culture, sports, and entertainment. The show will run exclusively first on X. Welcome, Don. Since buying Twitter in 2022 and renaming it X, Musk has been a huge proponent of free speech on the social platform, which has resulted in a drastic drop in paid advertisements due to a rise in hate speech and misinformation. The next article is titled, Charges Dropped Against Ohio Woman Who Miscarried in Toilet. The Ohio woman was facing criminal charges after miscarrying at home on the toilet will have the charges dropped. Brittany Watts, 34, made nationwide headlines after she was indicted on charges of abuse of a corpse following an at-home miscarriage. The grand jury declined to return an indictment, the AP reports.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.